The Roman Catholic Church's approach to safeguarding is again under scrutiny at the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse. It's holding its final hearings into the extent of the failure by the Catholic Church in England and Wales to protect children. Reports into the Archdiocese of Birmingham, the English Benedictine Congregation and Ealing Abbey and St Benedict's School have already been published as part of the investigation. Donna Birrell reports.
This week, the inquiry heard claims of a lack of transparency and a disjointed approach to safeguarding within the Catholic Church in England and Wales. The Church was criticised by the inquiry for withholding significant evidence and statements, citing diplomatic immunity as the Vatican is a foreign sovereignty. There were claims the Church seems to be struggling to address the needs of victims and survivors at an emotional, empathetic level, and a failure to come to terms with an accurate assessment of the scale of abuse within its institution. The Church has tried to reform its safeguarding in the past, the Nolan Review in 2001 and the Cumberledge Review in 2007, but survivors say some of the recommendations haven't been implemented nearly two decades later. Mark Murray says he was abused as a schoolboy at St Peter Claver College at Mirfield in Yorkshire, which was at the time run by the Comboni Order of Missionaries.
All survivors and victims deal with abuse in different ways. But the one thing I believe they all want more than anything is to be listened and to be believed. And when you're not believed, that is re-victimisation. But also there doesn't seem to be any real transparency, real accountability or responsibility in certain aspects of the Catholic Church. There are parts of the Catholic Church that are doing great work. The easy part is putting policies and procedures in place. And the difficult part is implementing them. The things that Nolan recommended, the things that Cumberledge backed up Nolan and recommended, they're not being put into practice.
The Church is considering plans to set up a redress scheme for victims of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. And earlier this year, Pope Francis issued a law requiring all Catholic priests and nuns to report sexual abuse and cover-ups by their superiors to church authorities. The Bishop of Portsmouth, Philip Egan, was giving evidence on Wednesday, and he was keen to stress that changes are being made to improve safeguarding. And he says he's commissioned an independent review of safeguarding within his diocese.
The whole of those cases coming together at that time prompted me to suddenly start questioning the robustness of the whole safeguarding operation within the life of the diocese, but I've now commissioned an independent review of our safeguarding
within Portsmouth.
Richard Scorer is a lawyer for some of the victims of abuse within the Catholic Church.
If I had to identify a theme for this week, it would be lack of transparency. It's definitely the case that the questions that the Catholic Church needed to be asking itself over many years, it has not been asking itself, and it's only now with the inquiry that some of that probing is being done. And what that suggests to me is that in order for safeguarding to work properly in the Catholic Church in the future, there will need to be some permanent form of independent oversight. A very strong theme of all the evidence this week is that if you go back to 2001, when the Nolan report was done, that the whole basis of that was supposed to be that there would be a one church approach to safeguarding. And we're now nearly two decades on from Nolan and over a decade on from the Cumberledge report. And it is very clear that there is not a one church approach to safeguarding. There are many different bits of the church doing their own thing, and the national safeguarding bodies do not have the power to tell them to do this in a uniform way. So we do not have the one church approach that was promised.
The Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Vincent Nichols, was criticised by the inquiry earlier this year for focusing too much on the reputation of the church rather than the welfare of children and the impact of child sexual abuse on victims and survivors when he was the Archbishop of Birmingham more than a decade ago. He'll be giving evidence to the final week of the inquiry, which begins tomorrow.